Next month, Vancouver and Whistler, Canada, will host athletes from more than 80 nations at the 2010 Winter Olympics. Some of the countries sending athletes might surprise you. The Jamaican bobsledders will be back. So will skiers from countries that rarely, if ever, see snow, like Kenya, or that have no winter sports tradition, like Peru. But Jamaican, Kenyan, and Peruvian Winter Olympic hopefuls have found a snowy training ground in the American West. Nike can take some credit for launching the career of Kenya's first and so far only Winter Olympian. The Oregon-based sportswear giant has long sponsored world-class distance runners from Kenya. In the mid-1990s, runner Philip Boyt responded to an offer to try something a little different.
And they wanted to see, if these Kenyans are doing very well in running long distance, how about if we change them a little bit to try this skiing, if they have that good endurance?
So at the age of 24, the Kenyan got a ticket to Finland to learn to cross-country ski.
They talk about skiing. I didn't know what skiing. I have no idea of winter. I didn't know about snow.
But 2 years later, Boyt was at the Winter Olympics in Nagano, Japan. He finished dead last. Nike dropped its African ski team experiment the next year, but Philip Boyt wasn't ready to settle down on the family farm, and still isn't.
All the way from Africa, give a big hand from Kenya, Philip Boyt!
Earlier this month, Boyt arrived in Washington State to try to qualify for his fourth, and he says, final Olympics.
I'm financing myself. My family, they're also helping, and there are so many people trying to help.
Inspired, American fans have come forward to donate coaching time, a gym membership, new skis, and transportation. Metau Valley resident Danica Kaufman is one of many in north-central Washington State to open her home to Boyt, so he has a place to stay while he trains.
Well, the Metau doesn't have a lot of diversity. And Philip is just such a warm personality and such a neat story. He told me just this morning that he had to sell a couple cows from his farm in order to fund his last part of the trip here. It's just, unlike the world that we live in.
Kaufman notes Olympic qualifying standards have gotten tougher. She believes that's partly the result of the slow finishes of long-shot Olympians like Boyt. Another person hoping Boyt makes it to Vancouver is a potential competitor from South America.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's the sweetest guy. He's really nice.
Roberto Carcelin grew up in Peru, but trains and lives in Seattle now. Love brought him to the Pacific Northwest about 8 years ago. He married a woman he met on the internet. She works at Microsoft. Carcelin tells the story of how his wife introduced him to cross-country skiing in the Washington Cascades.
And I was like, where are the downhill runs? Where's the chairlift? And she explained to me that this is a different kind of skiing.
Peru has tall mountains, but Carcelin says there are no ski resorts in his homeland. The sport of cross-country skiing is unknown.
So we tried the first day, and I liked it so much that next day I went to REI and bought the whole equipment.
In 2006, Carcelin watched on TV as athletes from Kenya, Portugal, and Brazil skied in the Olympics in Torino. He thought, I could do that, and eventually started training to become Peru's first Winter Olympian.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm bringing up Winter Olympics to a country that has no any tradition on snow sports. Also, it's a way to prove that any other master-level athlete can achieve higher standards, even having a full-time job or you can find the time.
The International Olympic Committee restricts low-ranked skiers to certain events. There's no room for amateurs in the hair-raising downhill, for example. Ghana's first Winter Olympian may only enter the slower slalom or giant slalom. In cross-country, the event that features the most raw athletes is the 15-kilometer freestyle race. It's scheduled for Monday, February 15th at Whistler Olympic Park. Roberto Carcelin will be among the skiers at the starting line, and Philip Boyt is hoping to join him. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi near Winthrop, Washington.